With Christmas less than 3 weeks away, the rush to cross things off your list and buy those special presents is on. And according to the Australian Retailers Association and Roy Morgan Research, Australian shoppers are expected to spend more than $48 billion in retail stores between November 15th and Christmas Eve. That's 2.3% increase from the same period last year. So how are you planning on paying for those gifts? Cash? Credit card? Lay-by? Or maybe even you've come across something called Afterpay, a new interest-free payment system that promises consumers an easy shopping experience. Their slogan, shop now, enjoy later, enjoy now, pay later in four simple installments. Nora Zarr has more.
Christmas is the most loved celebration for adults and children alike. It's the perfect time of the year to unwind, eat your family's favorite dishes, and come together to exchange gifts. But for many families, Christmas can cause financial stress and worry. It can simply stretch your finances and take the joy out of what it should be a festive season. Now, careful budgeting, spreading your Christmas shopping over a long period of time, and spending within your means are just a few ways to help you control your spending. Australians are expected to spend just over $1,000 each over the Christmas period. That's according to the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, with 20% of us using credit cards while 10% preferring lay-by. But a new interest-free payment system called Afterpay is here to offer an alternative to lay-by and possibly to using credit cards this season. Brisbane-based clothing store Beginning Boutique is one of over 160 stores that offer Afterpay to their customers. Owner Sarah Timmerman praises the new system and says it has helped her sales grow.
I think when you lessen the barrier to someone purchasing by allowing them to pay off a purchase as opposed to paying $200 upfront, of course it becomes more attractive to purchase. It allows us to compete in a market where it's obviously oversaturated with fast fashion. I think, you know, customers just want more flexibility and more options, and that's just another one that you can offer.
She also says having had bad experiences with other payment systems, both as a customer and as a business owner, Afterpay has been a refreshing change.
I think you need to be careful about the provider that you choose, because some have hidden charges, but Afterpay is incredibly upfront, it's incredibly easy to use, and that's why if you can break down a purchase from $100 to $25 a fortnight, it becomes instantly more achievable.
So how does Afterpay work, and why is it more appealing than lay-by? Traditionally with lay-by, you pick the product you want, take it to the checkout, and pay a deposit. It is then up to you to work out how much and when to pay the remaining balance. And that's usually within 8 to 10 weeks, after which you take your product home. Lay-by is offered by a large number of retailers, including Meijer, David Jones, and Target. It's relatively risk-free, but you might get hit with a cancellation fee of up to 20%. Nika Breen from the consumer advocacy group Choice says lay-by offers an attractive choice for many to purchase items without paying the full amount up front.
Lay-by it's been around for a while, and especially around this time of year, you know, consumers can be under a lot of financial pressure and they might not have cash handy. So, you know, if you've used lay-by before and it works for you, then that's one way to go. In terms of downsides to something like lay-by is that, you know, if you change your mind, you might be hit with a cancellation fee. There's occasionally some setup fees. And the big one might be that if the item goes on sale before you've made that final payment, you won't benefit from that. So that's really the upshot of lay-by. Again, if it works for you, great. But if not, these are some of the drawbacks.
So what are the differences between lay-by and Afterpay? The biggest difference is with Afterpay, you get to take the product straight away while continuing to pay for it. Your balance is then divided into four equal installments, with the first installment paid up front. The other three installments are taken out of your debit or credit card account every fortnight. Now, it is interest-free, but you could get hit with a late fee of $10 if you miss the repayment or there isn't enough money in your account. You might also get hit with an additional $7 if the missed installment isn't paid within a week. It's free for consumers. Afterpay charges the retailer a fee for each transaction, so it's similar to merchant fee that banks charge. Ms. Breen says, in theory, Afterpay might come across as a perfect and risk-free payment method. But like any other interest-free option, you need to understand what you're getting into.
Well, look, I mean, you know, Afterpay might be fairly new, but interest-free options for paying for goods have been around for a long time. And the big thing with the interest-free options is if you don't make the repayments in time, then you get hit with, you know, rather hefty interest rates. The other thing about interest-free options is always read the small print. It can be really, you know, it can be quite tedious to be confronted with like 30 pages of terms and conditions, but it's a good idea to read through them and just know what you're getting yourself into when you sign up for an interest-free option, so you know if there's any hidden fees, what your interests will be, what the payoff time is, that sort of thing.
Financial advisor Joshua Steger has written about Afterpay in his blog, The Wealth Guy, and he says Afterpay allows businesses to outsource lay-by onto them. He also says Afterpay consumers are more likely to spend up to 25% more than the average customer. Why is it appealing to consumers and business operators?
For consumers, I think it's, you know, because everyone likes to get it now and pay later. Obviously, that's, you know, with applies to credit cards and a similar thing with Afterpay is why there's probably been a take up from consumers. In regard to businesses, obviously they're always looking to sell more products, and if they can find a way that where consumers are less resistant to spend on the spot, they'll definitely use it.
Now, what are some of the concerns that are associated with using Afterpay for consumers?
I think the biggest concern is, you know, a lot of people do like to get it now, live in the moment, and worry about it later. So Afterpay, you know, gives them the ability to do that. And certainly, if you've got a problematic credit history already, I think this kind of thing is certainly going to be a worst-case scenario for it. And certainly, that's the real problem with it, is that you can use a credit card to Afterpay. So that means that you are actually, if you have poor credit habits, which, yeah, let's face it, most people do, you actually compound that. So you've got your 30-day credit card payment, plus you've just pushed that onto Afterpay to spread it out over, say, 4 months. So it can seriously compound the potential of poor credit habits.
And if you're concerned that your Christmas shopping could ruin your holiday season and add to your financial stress, Nikki Breen of Choice says that if you are going to buy things on interest-free or credit cards, you should do your research and compare the fees that you might incur.
Look, it really depends on what works for you. It's very much horses for courses when you're dealing with interest-free options or any kind of payment plans. The important thing is to just do your homework and make sure you know what you're getting into. So if you're going to get hit with late fees, make sure you know what they are before you sign up. You know, if you want to get a credit card, make sure you know what the fees are. You know, I mean, you want to talk about credit cards. Some credit cards seem to offer great deals, but then there's a really huge, there might be a big sign-up fee for them. Or, you know, if you don't want to do that, again, cash is always a great way to pay for things. It's what you see is what you get. So there's just different options for different people, you know. The last thing you want to do is wake up in the new year with a financial hangover.
Nikki Breen from the consumer advocacy group Choice, ending that report by Nora Zarr.